Yeah, the confirmation today, Greg, from Ulster Bank that they're closing the branches in Raphoe from June and Ardrath from September is a huge blow to both towns and the people in those areas who depend on banking services. And particularly in Ardrath, where there's no other bank, retail bank branch available, I think it's a huge blow for the community.
The bank uses reasons such as a lack of footfall and the fact that a lot of people are doing their business online, but that surely doesn't apply here.
Well, you would imagine it wouldn't in Donegal, where access to broadband is very restricted and very limited. You know, so people's ability to be able to move onto internet banking is extremely restricted. I think this is a response from Ulster Bank in relation to their behaviour during the financial boom, where they ran up massive debts and had to be bailed out to a massive tune by the British government. And we've seen the outfall of this now over the last number of years. This is the second round of branch closures that Ulster Bank have had in the last 3 to 4 years. And it just sends a very negative signal out to people living in rural areas that they were withdrawing our services and withdrawing any retail banking from you.
I'm sure you'd argue that the government almost took the lead in this regard.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've seen since 2008, we've seen the closure of rural Garda stations, closure of post offices, the ongoing threat to post offices, the threat even to bus errand services and rural transport services as well. You know, so government, there's a complete lack of inertia, lack of urgency in terms of government and inertia in actually coming forward with concrete proposals in relation to preserving rural areas and assisting people who live in those areas. And the government needs now to come forward with a clear strategy and an implementation plan to show how they're going to protect rural Ireland.
You've spoken to bank representatives. Can their mind be changed?
The bank, I spoke to Ulster Bank today and they say that the decision is final and that the decision won't be reversed. I think that the local communities do need to resist this decision and make their views known to the bank, and hopefully we can push them, but I think they're adamant that they're going to go ahead with these closures.